the earlier we teach children about how to be grateful and kind and empathetic and mindful and reflect on the positives, it's going to build that resilience and happiness and joy, and that's so important for the next generation to learn.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, Georgian Benta.
Hi, gratitude seekers, and welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today, I have a really interesting and special guest for you, as always. His name is Ash Manuel. He is the founder and creator of Growing with Gratitude, a well-being program that teaches habits of happiness to primary school students, teachers and families in a fun and innovative way. In addition to that, he is currently head of physical education and sport at Emmanuel Primary School in Adelaide, South Australia, a highly regarded international baccalaureate school where he has served for the past 10 years. His aim is to help give children and students the best possible start in life. Teaching kids to serve others at a young age is, simply will spread to a world of giving people. This is what he thinks, and I'm glad to have him here for you. And I will let Ash tell you more about himself and what he does. Ash?
Yeah, thanks, Jordan. Thanks for having me on your podcast. Yeah, really excited to be here and share with your audience, I guess, a bit of a journey over the last 5 or 6 years, and hopefully be able to add some value to your audience.
Awesome. Thank you for being here. So, Ash, this is a pretty incredible story that you created this to help children learn gratitude and spread gratitude. And I think this is amazing work that you're doing. How has this started, and what have you been doing in the last couple of years?
It's quite an interesting story. I came across this way of thinking about 6 years ago with gratitude, and to cut a long story short, I was looking into property investing actually, and discovered that a lot of the successful property investors put their success down to their happiness, and then they talked about gratitude leading to their happiness. Now, I always knew what gratitude was, but I didn't realize until then you can actually cultivate it. So you can cultivate gratitude, you can cultivate kindness, you can cultivate empathy. And I didn't realize this until I was in my early 30s. And so I came across the book by Sean Acor, The Happiness Advantage. And so I applied a lot of his philosophy in my life, and started with these little short daily 2 to 10 minute habits, and had a huge impact. And a couple of years later, I thought, well, I knew that a lot of schools were looking out for positive education to do in their schools, but nobody was really sure how to teach it. So I had that background, a bit of knowledge for my own benefit. So in January of 2014, I thought, I'm going to have a go at creating something that schools can use, not just in Adelaide, South Australia, where I'm from, but across Australia and across the world as well. So it's targeted at primary schools, and the philosophy is about creating, a culture of gratitude across the whole primary school, including the students obviously themselves, but also teachers and school leaders and families. So, and it's based around the philosophy of really explicitly teaching children what a gratitude and kindness and a positive reflection and empathy is. And then after the explicit teaching, then we go into short little daily habits, and we present that in a fun way, which we call the Daily Habits of Happiness Wheel, which is a web app that we use as part of the program. So it's an online resource. 95% of it is online. There's a few resources that we send out to schools to use to complement the program. But that's how it came about. And I think it came from a frustration as well, that I never learned about gratitude or kindness in school. It was just, I think we just expected either have it or not. But the powerful thing is that we can cultivate it. And the earlier we teach children about how to be grateful and kind and empathetic and mindful and reflect on the positives, it's going to build that resilience and happiness and joy. And that's so important for the next generation to learn.
Exactly. And I think that usually parents want their children to be happy, to be successful. And usually when they think about that, they think about going to college, they think about getting a good job. And many people got to that point and, okay, I've been to college, I got a good job. Now what? I'm supposed to be happy. Why am I not happy? Because this is how I'm supposed to be, right? So I think this, in my view, success for a parent is a child's happiness and cultivating gratitude and educating children in this way is amazing. And I also love the fact that you go at it holistically, like you don't just teach the children, you also teach the teachers and the parents. So I think it's much easier for the three parts to help each other afterwards in maintaining this, because I think if only like the children would do it, it's good, it's great, it might influence the parents also, but having also the parents and the teachers, I think this is an amazing combination.
Yeah, it's something that I totally agree with you, George, in that I think the reason why I wanted to include the teachers and parents in particular is because a lot of parent and teachers of my age, which I'm in my mid-30s, and a lot of parents who are that age and teachers that are my age or even older or younger, positive education and positive psychology wasn't really around when we were children. So it wasn't being taught. And if they haven't stumbled across it, well, they might not understand that you can cultivate gratitude and happiness by practicing it. And I think it's really important that we teach children to think as well. So, and I don't know, you know, I can't remember being taught how to think in primary school. I mean, maybe I wasn't listening, but it's something that I think it's really important that we can actually teach children. And it can, the way that we teach children to think is, yes, we learn the positive habits about gratitude and kindness, but it's important to teach us how we benefit from that. So it's great to be grateful and practice it, but the real power comes when we actually can reframe things. So if we're having a bad day, we can reframe it to think, well, yeah, it's a bit of a bad day and things haven't gone my way, but at the end of the day, it's really not that bad. I'm going home to a loving family. I've got food. It's not that bad. And really lowering the bar and teaching children to understand that really those little basic things that we so often take for granted, just to really appreciate those things. But the most important thing is to, once the children develop these habits and understand what gratitude is and practice it, then that next step is the reframing to really make the most of that. And it's the same for parents and teachers as well. And that's what we aim to do with the program.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And I think we also learn a lot by example. Like, if we see the parents acting in a certain way as children, we tend to do as they do rather than as what they say that we should do. So by cultivating this in parents and by them being an example as well, the children, I think, will learn much easier. And this is awesome. Also, of course, the teachers are important in this, again, because they are role models for many of the children. So I think this is awesome. So getting back to us, what is your favorite quote on gratitude, Dash? And why is that?
Well, I think there's a lot of good quotes out there, but I've got one that from actually Oprah Winfrey, and she's got a quote that says, "Be thankful for what you have, you end up having more. If you concentrate on what you have, if you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never ever have enough." And I love that quote because it really reminds you of that, to be grateful for what we have. Because I mean, if we worry about not having enough, well, that's going to cause a stress and unhappiness. But if we just worry about what we have and be grateful for that, whether how big or small it may be, I think that's when it can be really stress reduction, because if we've got too many things and we've got all this stuff to worry about, well, that causes stress in our lives. But if we've just got the basic things and all we basic things that all we need to, I guess, live, then and focus on them, that's the most important thing, because it reduces so much anxiety that, other big more material items and things that we have. So I think that's a very powerful quote, and there's other ones like that as well, but that really sticks out to me.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Yeah, I think it's really really good, and I was thinking about it at one point about the fact that you can never have enough. Like I was thinking, if I would be rich, like have $1 million, and okay, I can buy this, I can buy that, but if I want, I don't know, a plane. Probably $1 million might not be enough. So I can still be miserable even if I have that $1 million, you know? Yeah. And it goes like this forever. It's like, it's never going to stop in this way, because like if you have $1 million and I don't know, you hang out with friends that have more, you think, oh my God, I have to have more. And, yeah, I have to go to that place where it's one million and 100,000 or something, and you still can feel frustrated. So the way we feel is not so much from what happens on the outside, and much more from what happens on the inside. And we can be happy even if we don't have that $1 million.
Oh, that's a great example. Actually, I really like that one that you used about the plane. Like, you could have $1 million, but you still can't afford the plane, so you're not going to be happy anyway. So it's an excellent way to look at it, and I totally agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. So we can be happy if we have $100 in our pocket, or if we have 1,000, because this is what we choose to see, and this is the power that we have. And I think this is free, and this is beautiful, and we have it all the time with us. So what do you do when it's hard to be grateful, Ash?
Well, I think that's a good question, because I think when it's hard to be grateful, what do you do? Well, I think there's always something to be grateful for. Like you might think, oh, everything's going against you or things like that, but there's always something to be grateful for. Like there's always somebody worse off than you. So that's when I think it's important to develop the habits of gratitude and things like that, and you actually consciously practice. And that's when the power of that comes back to really help you. So yes, it's fine to feel anger and sadness and frustration. And that's perfectly fine. That's part of being a human being, and those negative emotions are important, because without them we won't experience happiness and joy. So to really stop and actually, okay, acknowledge that sadness or the frustration or the anger, but then stop and just reflect and think, okay, well, at the end of the day, yes, things haven't gone the way. It's hard to really be grateful for, or it's hard to be grateful, but okay, at the end of the day, there is somebody worse off than me. I do have two arms, I do have two legs. There's people out there who are missing arms and missing legs. It's not really that bad. And I mean, that's a bit of an example of how you can really, I guess, overcome things. And I mean, I used having my limbs an example, but that's true. Like it's if you can just think of somebody who's worse off, and those people without limbs, like for example, they're always going to find things to be grateful for. So it doesn't matter what your situation is. There's always going to be something to be grateful for, and always somebody worse off. So I think it's important to acknowledge, yes, it's hard. It's hard, but at the end of the day, there's always somebody in a worse position. But I'm repeating myself a bit, but I think it's really important to emphasize is that you've got to acknowledge, first of all, acknowledge that sadness and then, or the anger or whatever it might be, and then from that, then move on and always think of something to be grateful for, because there's always something. So I think that's a really good way to overcome that when it's hard to be grateful. And I think it's a good strategy to use.
Yeah, and I think it's exactly like I said in the example with the friends that might be richer or something like that. It's the reverse of comparing yourself with others and feeling frustrated that you don't have enough or that you are not enough or things like that. And being grateful focuses the attention on what you already have, on appreciating the things you have and the things you like about yourself. And I think this is really powerful, because where the focus goes, energy flows, and the results show.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm sure that you have had some tough times in your life, like we all had. Do you feel like gratitude has helped you in those moments?
Oh, absolutely. It certainly does. And I think it's pretty much what I was saying before, that when the tough times come, you got to find the strategies to bounce back. And I think gratitude's a big way to do that. But again, that I'm pretty lucky in that I've been practicing gratitude on a daily basis, because I can't credit the person because I can't remember who said it, but I was listening to someone talking one day, and they were talking about it's impossible to be grateful unless you actually practice it. Like, because when your mind and your heart align, that's when the true gratitude comes into play, and that's when you can actually apply it into your life and use it to get through tough times, because you've trained your mind to think differently and put things in different perspective, and that's when you can overcome those tough times. So it's about feeling that anger, that frustration or sadness, whatever it might be, but then stopping to reflect on, okay, well, I'm actually really lucky. I do have a loving family. I do have food on the table. Yes, it's tough, but I'm okay. Like, I've got the basics to need, and over time I'll be able to work on strategies to get through. And I guess that gives you a little bit of hope. But again, it's that practice that you've developed. So it's not going to happen overnight, but if you do daily little practicing of gratitude and kindness and empathy and positive reflection and all these little cool positive habits, but it's important practice over time. So then when it comes to use it, we've got it in our toolkit to actually use to overcome different situations.
Exactly. This is how I see things also. And this is one of the reasons that I'm doing the gratitude podcast, to help people get to into the habit of gratitude. Because when things are going great, it's really easy to be grateful. But when things aren't as good as you thought they would be, gratitude is a really good tool to help you in those moments. Do you, by the way, do you have a meaningful story about gratitude and a story that helped you be a more grateful person or helped you discover gratitude as a really deep understanding, like a personal understanding of gratitude?
Want to connect in a safe and private online environment with licensed professional counselors who are specialized in depression, anxiety, trauma, anger, family conflicts, or self-esteem? BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. Send a message to your counselor anytime and you'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. Anything you share is confidential. I'm trying BetterHelp myself and the experience is great. I want you to start living a happier life. As a listener, you'll get 10% off for your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/gratitude. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, help.com/gratitude.
That's a good question. I can't really pinpoint one thing because it's been a bit of a journey, because I've always thought I was a grateful person, but then I realized, well, maybe I wasn't, because I didn't practice it until probably regular about 6 years ago when I was talking about before, and I came across that you can actually cultivate gratitude. And so I think it's been a progression of over a constant practice to work through different situations. Now, I've been pretty lucky in my life where I haven't had to overcome too many serious adversities, but I think what's actually really helped is that going from, you mentioned about being a primary school teacher in Adelaide, South Australia, I've actually stopped doing that now because I'm doing Growing with Gratitude full time. And I think that's, wow. So that's, it's not so much over, because I've overcome something, but what it's actually allowed me to do is, okay, if I just work on this daily, over time, it'll get me and just chip away and be grateful for having that degree under my belt, so I can always go back and teach. So if the worst thing that's going to happen, if this falls through, well, I can go back and teach, which I'm really lucky. So it's just been able to use that approach and being grateful for the opportunity to be a teacher, and then at the same time working on growing gradually on the side. I worked on it for the side for 3 years, and then been able to in the last. I did this full time last year. For most of the year, I was doing this full time as well. So over the last 18 months, I've been able to transition to this full time.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
And that came from being grateful for, yeah, I've got a roof over my head. Yeah, it'll be a bit of a financial challenge at the start, but at the end of the day, I've got the basics. I've got enough, and I can keep doing what I really love, which is the Growing with Gratitude program. And I love teaching as well, but this is, I guess, my true passion that I really love doing. And the worst thing that can happen is that I go back and teach. And I think if a lot of people, because believe me, I'm nothing special. It's just all I did was just work on this program every day for. Since I started 3 years ago, and I haven't had a day off and that doesn't mean it's been hours and hours a day. It's just been some days I just wrote an email, but it was to do with the program. It just kept that momentum going forward. So if people want to are stuck in their 9-to-5 job, which they hate, it, it's calling depression, or they're not enjoying life, and they want to create something that they really do love, you can do it. It's just about having that daily discipline to work on what you want to do. And obviously you're not going to quit your job and then go and do something straight away, but it's about just working on the side. I do have my job. I'm really grateful that I do have my job. It allows me to work part-time on creating a lifestyle that I really want to. And it's a powerful way, but I think that way of thinking only comes from that when you actually develop that gratitude and practice it on a regular basis. And that's the power of it, because at the end of the day, if it doesn't work out, you just go back to your job. And for me, that's a very lucky situation. I'm truly grateful for that. So I think hopefully that sheds a bit of an example of how gratitude has definitely impacted my life and the philosophy, I guess, I've learned.
Wonderful, wonderful. But I think that your teaching, even now and even in your work with growing with gratitude, you're still teaching actually, and so you're still using your skills, so they won't get old. So that's very good. One thing I'm really curious about: how do you teach gratitude to children?
Yeah, that's a good question. So basically, it's what I found out is that when I started to do these little daily activities, which first of all, I was doing the ones that Sean Akle provided in his book, which was just write three things I was grateful for every day. And it was a great way to start. But over time, that actually got a bit boring. So you start to lose that, the meaning that it was supposed to have. So it was a bit of a chore in the end rather than a positive thing, which started out positive, but over time, because I reckon I did it for over 12 months, like every day, like literally every day. That was something that, I'll tell you a bit of a story. We actually trialed that with 12 kids, grade one to grade six, a mix of boys and girls. And it was only a small sample of 12 kids, and they had to write three things they were grateful for every day for 5 weeks. And again, every one of those children and their parents in a written survey and in an interview process said they found writing three things they were grateful for every day boring. So that was a really good, feedback. Not to say it's a bad activity or kids don't do it, but just not every day. So that's when we discovered, that's when we realized, can we cultivate gratitude within children? So that's when just be a bit more creative. So, for example, one of the activities, and it's a bit of a common, another way to teach it is like with a big gratitude tree. So you've got the gratitude tree and a paper leaf, and children write something they're grateful for and stick it on the leaf. That's a really good display in the room. So it's around the same philosophy, but it's just a subtle change in how to cultivate it, and it makes it more interesting. And you might have heard of the gratitude jar as well, where you write something on a piece of paper and put it in the gratitude jar and keep it in the classroom. So just thinking of different ways to actually cultivate it rather than just writing three things you're grateful for every day. And there's other ways to do it as well. Well, we've got this activity called Stop, Think, Appreciate, and it's about students identifying in the classroom things that they can be grateful for. So, for example, their water bottle or a lunchbox, their pencils. And they get a little labeled sticker. So it's just a small sticker that they can put on something in the classroom that they're grateful for. And that acts as a reminder to when they see that to trigger to be grateful. It's not like they're meant to be see the sticker and then think about it for hours. It's just that see the sticker, just a quick reminder, just a 2 second little, gee, we're actually pretty lucky to have what we do, and then move on with the going. But that's consciously training the children's mind to focus on the good things that they got in the classroom, and then over time, then hopefully that will turn into more unconscious, where they recognise a lot more things to be grateful for. But it's a really good, it's been a really effective way of actually teaching children that, and not only for at school, but it's a great little activity to do for adults at home and their families. If you live with a partner or you don't have any children, it's still a great one to do as an adult. So it's just been a little bit creative and thinking of different ways to cultivate it rather than just the more traditional activities, which are considered the ways to cultivate it, take them, but then just adapt them in different ways so to make it more engaging for the children, so it'll stick over time. So I think that's a good method that we've found.
I love it. I love it, and I love the fact that it's in the environment. It's not something that you just do with your head somehow. That you just write. It's something that you interact with, so it's part of your exterior world also. And I really love the idea. And I think it's really great to have this to get this habit for children, because it makes a lot of sense. Like if they go out in the world, they will look for things that they are grateful for. And
yeah,
I love the idea. Awesome. Thank you. So getting back to the children, if you could go back in time, would you tell your younger self about gratitude?
Whether it's finding a signature color or a new statement piece, the right detail can bump your wardrobe up a notch. Kick off this year by letting Indochino take care of your style edits. Customize everything from suits and shirts to chinos and bomber jackets at prices more affordable than you might expect. Indochino offers completely custom-fitted clothing at surprisingly affordable prices. Each piece is made to your exact measurements, and you can customize every detail, including the fabric, lapel, monogram, and statement linings. Create a suit that fits you and your style perfectly. The best part? Indochino suits start from just $449 and shirts from $79, with all customizations included. Get a wardrobe personalized to your taste without spending a fortune. Give yourself a style edit that sets the tone for the rest of the year with Indochino. Get $50 off any purchase of $399 or more by using promo code STYLE at Indochino.com. That's Indochino.com, promo code STYLE.
Well, I think, and that's why one of the reasons why I wanted to create this, because I was a bit frustrated that I didn't actually learn this when I was a child. And it was nobody's fault. I just don't think it was realized that. I think psychology was always thinking, okay, how do we fix things rather than how do we, I guess, prevent and learn enhance. Positive psychology and enhance, that's the word. and it's something that if I was looking back in time and taught myself this, I would have actually practiced this as a young child, because when I think as children, as teenagers in particular, if we can plant the seed for happiness in primary school, then when those more challenging things happen in adolescence, because generally primary school age kids are generally happy. There's a bit of an issue with mental health issues in children, but the high percentage of children are generally happy. But as they get into teenage years, they've got more pressure on them. And if I learnt this as a child in primary school, then those little challenges with bullying and I guess I loved playing sport as a kid, and I was quite competitive and used to get disappointed if things didn't go my way or something happened. And I could have used that reframing that I would have learned from learning about gratitude by thinking, okay, well, yeah, that we did lose today, or didn't get picked for the team, but at the end of the day, I'm really lucky that I've got an opportunity to play sport. Like, it's not really that bad. I'm going to go out, I'm going to learn from my mistakes and use that, I guess, that growth mindset, positive reflection type thing, and try to be better next time. And I just wish I knew that way of thinking. It's very powerful to learn. And I think if we can get children to think that way, it's just going to create a much better world and give kids the opportunity to get through tough situations and hopefully reduce that the mental health issues in children, in teenagers and then in adults. And it's quite a big issue at the moment. I wish I just learned those positive habits when I was in primary school to, I guess, set myself up through those teenage years and into
spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Wonderful, yeah. I love the idea of growing with gratitude. Like, I know that you most probably you thought about this, thinking about the children, that they are growing and they are growing with gratitude. But listening to what you were saying, I was thinking about the fact that when we beat ourselves up in the teenage years, when we only see our flaws and things like that, this is not very helpful in our growth as as human beings, as future adults. And gratitude actually helps us grow. Like if we appreciate the effort that we did and we love ourselves, even though we didn't reach that high level, I think we can build on that much easier than if we beat ourselves up all the time. And I think this is another way of seeing growth, like putting one brick after another, emotionally and mentally, and doing this by being grateful and by seeing gratitude. And I think it's a much stronger foundation than beating yourself up.
Yeah, absolutely, totally.
So what do you do on a constant basis that helps you be more grateful?
Well, I guess doing this full time now, I'm constantly, it helps me in teaching it to children and I guess creating lessons and little activities around gratitude. So I'm constantly around it. So it's just a part of like who I am now, I think. And it helps a lot. I mean, obviously still like by no means I'm nowhere near perfect at it, but I think I've come a long way in that. I've developed a skill and I've been able to reframe things a lot quicker. And I keep on talking about this reframing, but it's so important. It's the key to actually learning about gratitude and everything, because with it, then you can use those skills to, if things don't go your way or something like that, you can quickly bring yourself back to a more neutral state of being okay. Well, it's not really that bad, and then move on. Because if we're in a foul mood, like it's really hard to concentrate and be productive, and relationships suffer and we get depressed. But if we can bring ourselves back to a more neutral state, then we are more productive, where we have better relationships. And if we're feeling good, well, you can enhance yourself and go to the next level anyway. But I think that's it's just part of who I am now. I'm very lucky, very fortunate to be in a position where I get to talk about it on a frequent basis to children and teachers and to families. And it's a really good situation to be in, because I'm practicing without having to really concentrate on it. It's just part of my daily life now, which is great.
Awesome. And I really love the idea that, so what I understood from what you were saying, that gratitude is a foundation for everything we do in life, actually. And it's a great foundation to have, because when we are in that feeling of gratitude, we do everything much easier and we enjoy everything more. And yeah, I love this. And it's great to have this foundation from early on as much as possible. All right. So do you want to mention some people in your life that you're grateful for?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's a long list. I've got my parents, who I'm extremely grateful for. I think obviously without our parents, we're not here. So
yeah.
So obviously grateful for my parents, and they've always supported me in all my decisions, and I haven't always been out of high school. I didn't know what I wanted to do, so I tried a whole lot of things, and they're always willing to let me do and supported me with what I wanted to have a go at. And that was a really great thing. And I think that's, I guess as I got older, that's actually been something that I guess them supporting me through that way as I've got older, I think I've been gained confidence to try different things and give it your best shot. And I'm really grateful for my parents for allowing me to explore different things that do make you happy. Because I think it's no point in doing anything that doesn't make you happy, because life's too short and you don't want to be just doing something that you can't stand. And I was really grateful for the parents for supporting and encouraging you to do what you want. Also grateful for my partner. She's a fantastic support, and she's been very great. She's been fantastic and encouraging, and with particularly the growing gratitude. And she knew that how much it, I guess, means to me to implement it, and grow it into schools as well. And she's been very supportive. And I've got a lot of friends and other family that I can be very grateful for. And I think if we really appreciate our friends and and yeah, I think our relationships are very important, the key to success, really. So I think if without those people and around you, it's very hard to develop in or go to where you want to go in life. And also grateful for people like Self Jordan, who I guess putting the word out there about gratitude and putting on a podcast that people can listen to. And also I'm grateful for that, the people who write books, because I think you learn so much from reading. And I was never used to be a reader, but some of the habits I've got into is read. It's actually in Sean Acor's book. He talks about reading 10 pages every day because it's a positive habit. And I'll always read some kind of book that I can learn something from and try to apply it in my life. And those people who write those books, I'm very grateful for them. They give us the opportunity to learn. So I think, and you can go on and on, to be honest, like there's so much to be grateful for and so many people to be grateful for, but that's just a few that...
I'm sure. So you were mentioning the idea of books, of being very important and you being grateful for the ones that wrote books. Do you have a book recommendation for our listeners?
Yeah, I've got a couple actually. I think the Happiness Advantage by Sean Acor. That's a brilliant book to start with, because that he talks about his philosophy is about just doing daily positive habits, and his daily positive habits are on gratitude and kindness and positive reflection, reading and exercise. And he talks about over time those will compound to success, and it's not just about doing it once off and not doing it again. It's about daily positive habits. And it doesn't have to be long. Like a lot of these recommendations are only like 2 minutes, but it's just getting in that routine of actually doing it. And it's a brilliant book to start with. Then more recent times, I've just finished reading The Book of Joy by the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu, which is a brilliant book. It's got so many ideas, and what they talk about mainly is gratitude, empathy, and compassion. It's a great book, and they give you great strategies to use as well. And it's not really a religious type book. It's a book for like the world, like to really for anyone to use that philosophy of empathy and compassion and gratitude. It's a great book, and they give their view of how they see the world and what we can do to improve it, and also give strategies to what you can do to alleviate suffering. That's what they talk about and enhance yourself. So yeah, they're two great books, and there's some brilliant books out there that people can read for sure.
All right. Thank you. So are you doing the work that you do just in Australia, or do you do it across the world, or how does this work?
Yeah, so it's online. So basically, yeah, it's accessible to anyone in the world. There's a few different, I guess, levels. There's some on our website. There's some free resources that that schools can get and teachers can get started with. And then there's the whole school approach, which is online, which if school wants to come on board, then they get access to all the resources to basically implement a whole school positive education approach. And the approach has been based on what teachers and school leaders, actually students, from their feedback, and we've given them what they wanted. So this has been a slow process over 3 years to actually get to this stage, because we really... This is not about growing gratitude or about me or anything. It's about what teachers want. And we feel we've been able to give the best possible resource. And we've been able to do that through a great partnership with the University of South Australia, where we've actually, we test the program as well. So we actually, it's evidence-based. So to answer your question, yeah, this is something that can be done in anywhere in the world. We've got, there's schools in like 40-odd countries who access the resources or involved in some capacity. So, yeah, it's developing into a true global program, and that's certainly our aim to create the best possible resource in positive education for primary schools across the world.
Wonderful, wonderful. So thank you so much for doing this and for being here with us. Where can people find you? Where can people see your work?
Yeah, if you go to growingwithgratitude.com, that's our main website, and you can go there and just have a look at what it's about. And if you want to be if you're interested in your school, being part of the whole school approach, you can contact me at info@growingwithgratitude.com.au. And yeah, more than happy to love talking to teachers and schools about it and how we can help them. So yeah, that's one way to definitely contact. And also on social media, we've got Facebook/growingwithgratitude. And we're on Instagram, I think, at Growing With Gratitude as well. So it's yeah, there's a few places to find out what we're doing, a bit more about the program.
Wonderful, wonderful. So again, thank you very much for being here with us and for sharing your story, sharing the things you've learned along the way with Growing With Gratitude. And thank you for the work that you're doing in the world. I think this is wonderful. And I myself would have loved to be in a world which teaches children gratitude. So I think this is amazing.
Oh, thanks, George. No, I really appreciate your time, and I really admire what you're doing as well. So yeah, congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Giorgio Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.